This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Congress may make it a bit more affordable to finish building a billion-dollar pipeline to bring clean drinking water to southeast Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The House passed Republican Representative Lauren Boebert's Finish the Arkansas Valley Conduit Bill via voice vote Monday. It removes interest payments that communities in the region would have to pay for the pipeline and extends the repayment timeline from 50 to 100 years.
Rural communities in southeastern Colorado need and deserve access to clean, reliable, and affordable water that they can utilize on a daily basis.
The bill heads to the Senate, where Colorado Democrats Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper introduced that chamber's version of the bill. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he was denied entry into the immigration detention facility in Aurora this past weekend. Crow made the unannounced visit as part of his ongoing oversight into the GEO detention site, something members of Congress are allowed to do under federal law.
I had a copy of the law in my hand. I read it to them. I presented it to them. I actually spent time reading it and reviewing it. And one of them said, yeah, that seems pretty clear to me. But we have to call ICE, which they did. And it was ICE that refused my admission.
In June, ICE issued new policy requiring 72 hours notice for members of Congress to visit detention facilities, even though the law says they are not required to provide advance notice. The U.S. Veterans Affairs Secretary says direct care of veterans will not be affected by the cuts of thousands of workers. Doug Collins made those comments in a visit to Colorado. In March, the VA announced plans to cut about 80,000 people, more than 15% of its employees. After sharp criticism, the agency reduced the number to about 30,000. Collins said that was achieved through early retirements and attrition.
The VA is the largest healthcare basically provider in this country. We're going to act like it. We're going to stand proud. We're going to take care of our veterans.
Collins was speaking at the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. This is CPR News.